partnered with Planting Positive Seeds nonprofit to help girls locally and globally become the best version of themselves. You can help us by donating to one of our initiatives on our website, www.plantingpositiveseeds.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Inspirational Talks with LaDonna Marie on a Planting Positive Seeds podcast where we plant positive seeds in the lives of others. So this podcast is successful because of all of the special guests and because of the listeners. I see you from far and near listening to the guests that we have on, gleaning from their stories, grabbing onto the nuggets, and just hearing about what God is doing in their lives, because we know that He has no respect of a person, and what He does for one, He can do for you. And so on tonight, without further ado, I have Miss Mary here with me, and I want to welcome her into the show. Welcome, Miss Mary. How are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
I am excited as well. I know that you have a powerful story, and I can't wait to get in it. And so first, I just want to ask you, Miss Mary, could you tell the listeners of Inspirational Talks a little bit about yourself and about your ministry?
Sure. So I am a wife. I am a mom. I am a daughter. I am a woman of God. And above all that, I put that first. I was raised in the ministry at a young age. I saw miracle signs and wonders. And amen. I just knew one day that God was going to get me and bring me back full circle. And I am so happy He did. I am an entrepreneur. I also work in a community with the YMCA, helping the homeless population, giving back to the community. Been doing that 5 years. I'm also an empowerment and spiritual coach as well. So as of right now, I am rebranding. So in 2 weeks, I will have my recertification of my coaching business. I'm super excited about that. I am an author. I have released 4 published books on Amazon, some health, self-help books, and other journals that's not on Amazon, but I use them when I do in-person workshops. So God is so good. I'm about to release my next book on next year. Actually, I have 3 books, 2 book collabs, and 1 book personal of myself will be released next year. So I'm super excited, woman of God, what God is doing.
Amen. And I stand in agreement with you. I'm excited for you. And I know that, you know, so many people are going to, you know, glean and learn from what you have, and just, you know, God has put you on this path of helping others and empowering them. You know, I just love, you know, what you're doing in the community for the homeless population. And then as you recertify in helping others, you know, coaching them, mentoring them, and also using your books to help them, you know, with self-help. Self-help is a big part of my life. I have self-help books as well. And so I love always pouring into people. And, you know, just everything that you've said, it's just mighty how God is using you in so many different elements, because we do also always wear many hats. And so yes. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, just a little bit about who you are and what you have coming up. We haven't even got there yet, but I thank you. I'm saying congratulations in advance for the books that you have coming out, for the collabs. I know that it's going to help those readers and those people who get their hands on it to help them to go into their next. And so I wanted to ask you, you know, with all this, you know, powerful energy, you know, that you have, and the compassion I can hear in your voice from what you're doing, I want to know, and you can share with the listeners, what inspires you to do what you do, Miss Mary?
What inspired me to do what I do is because ever since I was a little girl, I used to like really go to people's houses with my dad, because he's a minister. And he used to go to people's houses and pray. And I used to see things at a young age and lay my hands on people, and people was automatically healed. Hallelujah. I was about 7 or 8 years old. So coming up, seeing I was able to speak life into people and not even knowing that that was going to be my whole brand as I got older. But I started to do that at a young age, and that inspired me, seeing people get delivered from drugs, seeing people was diagnosed with HIV and they come back and they're non-detective, seeing people get purged right in the service, seeing people get out of wheelchairs, seeing people cataracts falling and coming out their eye, like melting out their eye in the middle of the service. So that inspired me to go on in my ministry. In my business, what inspired me is because the things God promised me. He promised me that I was going to be in ministry, but I also was going to be helping people in the ministry with business. I was going to be helping them with their finances. I was going to be helping them integrate their faith into aspects of their life to let them reclaim their power and their authority through spiritual development and opportunities. So I heard all of this growing up. I can go to different churches out of town, and men and women of God still call me out and say the same thing. So that's what inspired me. God just kept allowing me throughout the years that I have chosen you, and you're going to walk and do what I tell you to do.
Amen. Oh my God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that miracle signs and wonders follow those that believe. And you had a great upbringing, and just being able to stand there and be eyewitness to the miracles of God, and it stirred your faith up. And like you said, you acted in what God was doing in your life. And it's always good to hear the promises of God are yes and amen. And so to grow up now and to be, you know, saying in your ministry, working in ministry, writing the books, helping people in business, you know, it comes full circle because of the faith you had to step out on what God said to you. He's not a man that he should lie, or a son of man that he has to repent. And so we stand on the word of God. You got me fired up over here. Just to know, you know, it you read it in the Bible about how Jesus went from place to place healing people, and then he sent out sent them out two by two to go heal all manner of diseases. But when you see it, you know, up close, it rekindles your fire and your flame. It makes you want to run after the things of God. And so I know that the people, like you said, they're calling on you because of what they see and what God has done through you and the light that he's made you to shine for the kingdom. And so that's very I'm humbled to hear that, because you don't see it too much, but it's so much needed. It's so much needed for the demonstration, you know what I'm saying, of what the kingdom is and what God has said that we could do and what Jesus said, you know what I'm saying? So thank you so much for sharing it. I'm on fire over here just listening to you, because I love, you know, healing was something that God told me at the age of 14. I'm in the ministry with healing and helping others to overcome obstacles, which we have this Planting Positive Seeds podcast. And when he saved me and, you know, helped me, I always wanted to do what he wanted, what he did for me, he wanted me to do for others. Absolutely. And I can hear that in your in the stream of your stories and what God did for you and what you saw and how he's wired you and how he purposed you and how he created you when he formed you in your mother's womb. He already knew who you were going to be and what you were going to do. And so that's amazing to hear. I'm so excited just to hear that. And I know that the listeners, I know they're out there clapping their hands and praising God and giving God all the glory for what he's doing in your life. And so it's so good to hear. Well, Miss Mary, on here, I always ask about some of the achievements and some of the highlights, you know, on this journey with you and God and on the journey of doing what you've been placed on the earth to do. Could you share with some of the listeners just a part of your life and some of your highlights and some of your achievements?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would say some of my highlights is the reason why I gave my life back to God. And I just want to say this too, when you were saying about God is not a man that he should lie. If you can see me right now, my Bible is open. That is my favorite. Favorite out of all the verses, Numbers 23 and 19. Everybody know me. I stand on that. What God said, it has to come to pass. So I was ready to speak in my heavenly language when you said that. I had to hold myself.
Look, the Holy Ghost. In, look, you go ahead. You be free. Look, we free here. You listen, I told you before we started it, we Holy Ghost led. And so he put that scripture in my heart to say it. And so praise the Lord that that's the scripture that you stand on. That's one of the ones you live by. And it's the foundation of all you do for the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes, that is my scripture. So yeah, so with life, what my story, how I came back to God, I never forget. It was April 25th, 2009. And back then, me and my husband is married now, but we've been together 27 years, married 12 years. But back then, we wasn't married yet. We was just boyfriend and girlfriend. You know how that is, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure the listeners can relate. But on April 25th, 2009, now I'll never forget, I was at a birthday party with the kids and all the grown-ups. We usually have a good time, have our little drinks and stuff. And that day, it was just like, my spirit was like, you're not drinking. I even tried to taste it. It was a bad taste. I was like, what is going on? Then I get the call and they tell me, Mary, your husband was shot. I say, what? I was all the way in Deerfield. It's probably about 40 minutes away he was from where I was. Me and the kids jumped in the car. Everybody shut the party down because they just love me and my husband. And they packed the kids up and we went to where he was. By the time I got there, only thing I can remember is my car was still sliding. The angels were stopping my car because when I pulled up, it was yellow tape and police everywhere. So I remember this voice said, they're taking him to Broward General Hospital. And I remember on my way there, me and the kids was crying. I made a vow to God, April 25th, 2009. I say, God, even if he not with me, if you keep him alive for these children, I promise I will do what you want me to do. Just show me how. When I got to the hospital, I had beat the paramedics there. That's how fast I was riding. The lady said, ma'am, you have to move your car. I was so close, the door was not closing. At emergency, that's how close my car was up there. I went all the way up on the thing. I was so devastated. So once she asked me his name, I told him the name. She said, hold on, we getting a call. She said, that's him. I need you to calm down. By then, my father-in-law walked in. He said, hold on, let me move the car. You go do what you need to do. Calm down. So when she came back, she said, Mary, I want you to know that he's not dead. I say, he's not dead. Thank you, Jesus. And I just started giving praise in the emergency room because God had answered my prayers. When praise I got in the back, they said that he only wanted to see me, his mom, and his dad. When he held my hand, his face was so distorted because he got robbed and shot. And got shot in the back with a 45 and fell on his face and bust his face so blood and stuff was everywhere. So he said, baby, he said, I was gone. I was dead. He said, I don't know how God moved it from my head to my back, but I was dead. And I started giving God praise because it was nobody but God letting me know, you made the vow and I'm going to show you how.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
And today he lives. Today we are married. But guess what? As soon as we both made that vow, all hell went to breaking loose. I don't want to get too far in, and I'm gonna let you talk, woman of God.
No, listen. You can go ahead. Go ahead and share it because you know God is put this on your heart to share. And there are listeners who maybe, you know, in a type of situation where they can glean from it. So, woman of God, you can go ahead.
Okay, so fast forward 2000, after he got shot, he ended up getting stopped and got arrested for his own prescription medication. Because laws change. You have to actually have your paperwork with you showing that this is your prescriptions now because the trafficking was too heavy. So make the long story short, we end up going through a case, fighting the case. 2012, July 5th, we get married on my dad's birthday, a couple of years later. Soon as we get married, he gets a letter to come back to court and they give him 6 years in prison.
Wow.
For having one extra pill in the bottle. And I'm like, wait a minute. God, I know you didn't allow us to get married for him to go to jail or to go to prison for his own prescription medication. Baby, when I tell you, woman of God, listeners, I say, okay, God, you said you got me. You gonna have, I've been sleeping with this man every night since we've been together since 1996. I don't know how you're gonna do this. But let me fast forward and tell y'all. God worked it out where he connected me with two young ladies. One husband, she was with him 10 years. Her husband died of an illness. She said she never wanted nobody else. Then he connected me with another young lady that was believing God for her baby's father to be saved and come to Christ. And she haven't been with nobody for 8 years. So God connected me with women to show me, if you want to be kept, I can keep you.
Amen.
And God kept me. I didn't have to go do anything. People was coming, blessing me. Where's your Bible? Where's your purse? Come meet me. People was getting, when I tell you, thousands of dollars. Thousands of dollars.
Glory
to God. Pay your bills. Put some in savings. Here come gift cards. People was blessing me and my son so much. So it was just like, okay, God, you taking care of me. But through all that, I was able to write my first book when he was gone. See, when God moved him, this is the moral to the story, people of God. When God moved him out the way because he was so on my heart, God is a jealous God. God said, do not have no other gods before me.
Yes.
When God moved him out my life for him to find God himself, and God had to show me and show me who he want me to be, God connected me with multimillionaires, millionaires, people that took me under their wings and showed me business.
Yes.
The things that people went to school for, they was teaching me for free.
My God, won't he do it?
So when I tell you, God don't make no mistakes. Fast forward 2016, soon as my husband get out, less than 14 days, my bonus son was murdered.
Wow.
So at 24 years old, driving his friend's car, coming from a birthday party, it was all on the news, down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Gun down, mistaken identity, but out of the four, he is the only one died.
Oh my.
So when I tell you, the loss of kids, I lost kids. I had miscarriages. Some had abortions. I'm keeping it transparent. But God allowed me to have my one son from my husband that is healthy. He's 21 now, and he loves the Lord as much as I do.
Praise the Lord.
So when I tell you, he also, my son, is the one that came in my husband's family and broke the generational curse of the boy of the family not graduating and never being in prison and jail.
Come on.
So I want to help young ladies out there. I want to help you. You're single. You're out. You know, you're out there doing you. You letting God mold and make you. Wait on God when it comes to a spouse. Wait on God hooking up with these men, because one, you need to do your investigation. See what kind of family he came from. Because what happens is you don't see that in the beginning. And when you locked in, you start seeing all these things, and now it's too late to come out, because now you ain't
looking. Exactly. Right.
So wait on God, because when you wait on God, you best believe it will come with no sorrow.
Amen. The blessings of the Lord make it
the
rich.
The blessings of the Lord. Now, because I married my husband at the time we both was in the street, it took him to get shot for me to change my life. God still honored our marriage through men and women of God who prophesied that we are meant to be husband and wife. But my walk is going to bring him here, because I'm called to ministry, not him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we get it confused. We think when we're married, our husbands or our wives supposed to come in with us, and we trying to pull them, and then it's a fight. It's a fight because God didn't call them. God called you. And long as you do what God wants you to do, everything will fall into alignment to God's will.
Amen. Amen. Preach that. Now, that's something that I know you have to just stay and know that you're chosen by God, and what he wants you to do, you have to be obedient to do that. Well, Miss Mary, thank you so much for sharing, you know, saying your the things that you've gone through, your journey, and how you've overcame, and how the obstacles, but the Lord is faithful. That's all I kept hearing as you were telling your story, that God is faithful. God is faithful to us, and all that he does through us. And even if we suffer, we reign, and just walking through, you know, life and holding on God's hand and trusting in him to bring us out and trusting in him to show us the way. And I love how you said, even when you prayed to him, you asked him. And, you know, many times people, you know, feel like they can't talk to God and they can't, you know, talk to him about things or share, you know, different things. And then he shows up. But I know I talk to God like he's my friend. He is my friend. And we have an ongoing conversation always, because I want him in everything. And I can also, you know, I'm familiar with when you say he wants no other God before him, because as a single parent now for years, I've always, my children have two handsome boys. And I remember there was a time when me and God was having a one-on-one, and he was like, you can't have them in front of my, in my spot. You know, you gotta give them to me because I gave them to you. So I'm first. And I even had to repent and line myself back up, because I love them, you know, love them so much that my boys are pouring to them and love on them. But I have to let God always be first. And so I had to repent and just put him back as the head of my life, because he's my provider as a single parent. That was one of the things when I got on this journey. I was like, God, I'm doing this with you. I want your way, your will. You know, I don't want to settle, but I want what you want from me. And so I need, just when I step out, I'm stepping out with you. And so maybe I got off the path and he had to put me back on the path. But I thank you for sharing that story, because it just talks about your faith. It shows your courage. It shows you and your relationship, you know, with God, in order for it, allowing him to correct you and allow him to steer you in the right way, and make sure that we're doing all that God wants us to do. And even when the times get tough, that faith to, you know, to continue to believe in him and to trust in him and to step out on what he's doing, you know, in and through our life. So I know that the listeners are just thankful that you shared that story, because we go through so much and sometimes we get shaken, you know, by what happens, but we always have to trust God, you know, saying, with our life, and then allow him, like you said, you prayed about people and people started showing up to pour into you, to help you and to, you know, to lead you. They were the physical people, because you trusted God first to ask him to help you, to show you, to do, you know, what he put you here to do, so that you can complete your journey and your mission. So I'm grateful to hear that. Ms. Mary, I wanted to ask you about, you know, some of your upcoming projects. I know you talked about your collabs and your books, and but just tell us, you know, some of the names and about your upcoming projects that you have.
Okay, so my recent book I have right now that I'm promoting is called If You Speak It, It Will Come. And it's an A through Z affirmation journal. It breaks it down from the natural, if you've never been to church, and then it gives you biblical references at the end. It also have notes, lines that you can write in it. Because one thing I found out with coaching, a lot of people love to write because they say, well, can you say what you said before? Or this is how I felt when you said that. So God allowed me to basically write all my books as like self-help books to write in, because people need to remember what they heard that made them change their life. What gave them that, I know I need to change. So that's my latest one. If You Speak It, It Will Come. My next book is going to be Speak Life With Me. That's going to be a positivity journal as well. And I have some surprises coming in that. So I don't want to say too much on that one. That's about to be released. Yes. And then I'm doing, two more book collabs with a wonderful woman of God that gave me an opportunity. And I just say one of my titles in that book collab for my section is called What's in Your DNA?
Okay.
And it's about think about what's in your DNA. A lot of us go through a lot of things, you know. Why am I going through all of this fear? Why do I feel suicidal? Why do I love men? Why do I love too many women? Why do I feel like I can't love myself? Why do I doubt so much? And it's because it could be things down in our generation and our bloodline that we don't know about. So the thing about it is, ask questions. Mm-hmm. Things started coming up and I'm starting like, wait a minute. I never seen my grandma, my mama, them that went through this. Let me start asking questions. And I start getting a journal and asking my daddy questions. I ask my mom questions, my aunties, my uncles, because I want to know where these kind of spirits was coming from that nobody talks about. Because back in the day, it was what goes on in this family stays in this family. Mm-hmm. And that has helped, that has messed up a lot of young ladies and men, but most of all women, because in the family, the secrets, most of us been molested in the family.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Nobody wanna say nothing because the family name is so great. The friends of the family is the only ones can come in here because grandma, everybody saw that they had a good spirit, but don't know. They didn't see that hidden spirit was in there that was molesting little boys and little girls.
Right. You're right.
So it's a lot of things that comes with it, and I just had to put it in that book. And I thank God that I was able to choose what God gave me to put in the book.
Amen. And
yes, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, and that's gonna free a lot of people, because I know sometimes I just even just started doing the ancestry.com just to look into my people and to look into, you know, my family, because a lot of, like you said, we don't talk about stuff, and you don't know, you know what I'm saying, what happened way back then, because everybody's just, you know, they're just hush hush. But I'm like that too, because I knew that I was one that was birthed to be the bloodline breaker of all the things, because I'm the first generation pastor, minister, writer, everything in my family. So road is a little harder for me, you know, but I continue to tread because I know whose I am, and I know who's walking with me. But it's, I always do want to know and have that discernment. So I thank you for sharing it. I know the listeners out there, you all make sure that you ask questions. You know, you get the information from your family. You find out, you know, what's in your DNA, because you have to know, you know, like you said, if it's showing up, there may be a spirit or something that's, you know, that's in that bloodline that we have to plead the blood and break and do some things to come out of those things and come out of agreement with things, the generational curses and things, and step into generational blessings and favor. And so thank you, Miss Mary, for sharing that. We look forward to, you know, your upcoming collabs and even going out there to get your book and let them start just speaking positivity over themselves, because you have to do that. I even would write things on little sticky notes and put them in my bathroom mirror. And when I wake up in the morning, I would, you know, read them off and, you know, say them with all the energy and just love and compassion for myself as a person, because those are just things that I had to do. And so it's good to hear, you know, even you sharing, writing a book to share so that other people can start to pour into themselves and learn how to change negatives into positives and to just, you know, be who they were created to be. So I thank you so much for, you know, you sharing that with us. So you're welcome. You're welcome. I want to ask you, as we come to a close, I know this has been such a wonderful conversation. There's so many things that God has placed on the inside of you, woman of God, that you're doing in the ministry. And I love, you know, saying you just seem like you just ready, like you on fire.
Yes.
Like you're just ready to go out there and do everything. And I just love it, because it's got me excited to say, okay, God, let me get out here and see what's next.
Praise
what are we
God.
Doing and what are you saying, and and how do I need to, you know, where do I need to go and where do I need to start? And I want to be in alignment with what you're doing in this season, in a new season. So you just got me ready to just go and be on fire as well. But I wanted to ask you about some of the fun things that you do outside of business, because, you know, we come here and we always talk about the things that we're doing in ministry, but we always have to have a balanced life. And so Absolutely. I just love, you know, asking my special guests about your balance of what do you do outside of just your business to have fun?
Yes, my family, we all love going bowling. We okay. love competing with each other with bowling. We go there, we order pizza, and we order all the chicken wings, and the kids having fun, we're having fun, and that's what I really love to do. My husband like, you want to go to the movies? No, let's go bowling.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's get the kids good. And go bowling, all the nieces and nephews, and we just, that's how I balance. I enjoy time going bowling. I also love to network. I love mm-hmm. to meet new people.
Yes.
You know, every networking event, I don't accept the invitation because I learned that everything that glitter is not gold.
Yes, that's a valuable
lesson.
Some
people want to be connected to you just because they feel that, oh, she's nice. I can probably get something out of her without, mm-hmm. you know, because you be so nice. And I went through that a lot. But I made up in my mind within these last 7 months, my spiritual life have taken off to, it's like, God showed me what I need to do. And what he has been having me do in this season is looking at my circle. Who are the givers and who are the takers?
Amen.
If I'm a giver, I can't have 10 takers and I'm the only giver in my circle.
Exactly.
Somebody has to uplift you because as women of God, we get down too. We yes. need encouragement too. We need to be inspired too. But we yes. do have everybody in your circle pulling on you so you can make them feel better. You start to become vulnerable and it's easy for the enemy to come in and attack you.
You preaching now.
Some people come as an assignment from the enemy to yes. drain you so they can get you in a vulnerable state so the enemy can strike.
Yes.
And what happens when you're depleted? You can't hear God clearly. You got mm-hmm. too many voices in your ear now.
That's right.
So it's so important in this season, I'm learning to keep my armor of God on. I'm learning mm-hmm. to make sure that my mind is covered with that helmet of salvation, making sure my heart is covered, making sure every part of me is covered under the blood because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. A lot of people say, how do you keep your faith and you go through so much? It's not like I don't have unbelief. It's not like I don't have fear and doubt. I do, but I learned to turn it and speak life in that circumstance because I have the power and authority to Amen. Change that over my life. So what do? To keep my faith through adversities, I pray. I be generous to others because when you bless others, you encourage others, you're taking the focus off what you're going through and you're helping somebody else. So it inspires you to be better.
Yes. Yes. That is that you speaking the truth. I've been there, done that. Probably got a t-shirt. You know what I'm saying? Understanding of how to, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, look at your circle and look at your surroundings and take care of yourself and self-care and not be around a lot of people that drain you and don't pour into you because you have to be at your best. And like you said, mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, you know, we are human and you said it best. And so we thank you for sharing that, you know, with us. We do need that downtime. We do need to, you know, be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. We need to be Absolutely. Sure that we know those that labor among us. And so that the enemy won't be so easily to, you know, to slip in. Because I tell my children all the time, the enemy don't take no day off. We don't focus on him, but we're going to be wise. Like, we're going to make sure that we are alert because he prances around to see who he can devour. And so I love what you said. You put that armor on mm-hmm. every day. You make sure that you're armored up. So when he does come, you got your protection. You know, Absolutely. You're covered. And you are protected. So that was such a good nugget for those that are listening, because like she said, we do get down, we not, you know, super women with the S on our chest, but we do have to make sure that we use some, be wise with our time, be wise with, you know, saying the giving of everything that we have so that we can be able to pour out, you know, effectively and efficiently and do all that God has put on our plate, you know, for us to do. And do it with the utmost integrity and continue to move forward. Well, I am so excited about everything that we've talked about. But I want to give you a moment, Ms. Mary, as your final thoughts, you know, as we come to the close, just whatever you would like to share with the listeners of Inspirational Talks as we begin to close out.
I'm so glad you gave me that opportunity, and I thank you, because it was one verse that I do want to share for the listeners. Is Revelations chapter 3 and verse 8, and this is what it says. It say, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. No man can shut it. Excuse me. For thou hast had little strength and have kept my word and has not denied my name. So today I want to leave letting you know, even though you've been going through suffering, even though you've been going through challenges and adversities and unbelief and doubt and fear, because you did not deny God's name, even though you had little strength, God is still going to set before thee an open door. And nobody can close it, because who he blessed, no one can curse. And that's what I want to leave with the listeners today.
Woo, I can't add nothing to that. Praise the Lord. I hope you all heard that. If you need to re-listen again, God set before you an open door. So we just thank you, Ms. Mary, for that so much. I appreciate everything that you have poured, woman of God. Thank you so much, you know, for pouring into the listeners here at Inspirational Talks.
Yes, I thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. You're so welcome. So everyone, please be sure to, you know, follow the podcast, listen to the episodes, send your reviews, share with your friends, answer the questions. If you answer the questions that we have out there, we'll read them on the show. We want to thank you again. Like I said, we do this for you all, but we couldn't do this without you all listening to my special guest. So once again, you have been listening to my special guest, Ms. Mary, on tonight. So thank you all, and you all have a blessed night. Be sure to come back. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.
Hey everybody, it's LaDonna Marie, internationally multi-award winning author, speaker, and personal development life coach of LaDonna Marie Books, where my mission is to discover the champion in you through healing and changing a narrative in your life, one book at a time. You can shop and find out more information at www.ladonnamarie.org and check out the shop page. This has been another purpose-packed episode of Inspirational Talks with LaDonna Marie, a Planting Positive Seeds podcast. Please remember to like, share, and tell your friends about the podcast. Stay tuned for many more Inspirational Talks with LaDonna Marie.